Once the full restoration of the old palace had been completed, the Casa Corboli Museum opened in 2002 to exhibit the collection of two smaller separate museums, the Etruscan Museum and the Sacred Art Museum. Works produced by the greatest Sienese artist from the 14th to the 16th centuries, Ambrogio Lorenzetti, the Maestro dell'Osservanza, Matteo Di Giovanni, Rutilio Manetti, as well as precious wooden sculpture by Giovanni Pisano and Francesco Valdambrino, are exhibited on the ground and first floors. The second floor is devoted to archaeological findings coming from the upper valley of the Ombrone River. Among these are objects discovered in the Poggione necropolis, ivory pieces and Bucchero spools, the grave goods of the Mulinello tomb with a rare example of ancient sculpture and metal objects, and finally the reconstruction of the tombs of Poggio Pinci, dated from the 5th to the 1st century BC, with urns in travertine and tuff, red-figured ceramics, bronze vases, mirrors, and jewelry.
Fine.
On the other hand, the section of the sacred art with his great works from the Sienese school is an evidence of local political and religious history. In medieval times, Asciano became a real economic center that attracted rich merchant families from Siena. A few rooms in the old palace that now houses the museum are particularly interesting because of their painting of political and ethical subjects, going back to the second half of the 14th century. There is also a remarkable collection of ceramics, jewelry, plus ecclesiastical vestments, chalices, and church ornaments.